Amy, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So why did the County Planning Commission vote against this project? What were their main concerns?
The main concerns were, A, that there are so many developments happening in tandem right now. So there were a lot of people talking about how, you know, you really can't just look at one development at a time. You have to take this in the context of the half dozen other developments that are either have been approved already or on the path to approval right now. So you've got Squaw, you've got Homewood, you've got the Boulders. Those are three large developments that have already moved along the approval process. So there was a concern that, you know, the Planning Commission has a tendency to evaluate each development in a vacuum. And then there were issues around traffic, not just from a convenience perspective, which obviously it impacts that, but from an emergency evacuation standpoint. So a couple of people brought signs showing pictures of like what gridlock in a fire might look like. It's concerning, especially because, and this was another point that people brought up, the environmental impact report in this case noted that there would be a major traffic impact, but had zero mitigation recommendations for that traffic. And one of the League to Save Lake Tahoe board members stood up and said, you know, I'm noticing this very concerning trend that these EIRs keep coming out and noting that there are these significant impacts, but not really having a plan in place to do anything about them. So those were kind of the main three things. People were also very concerned about the fact that this development is primarily multi-million dollar vacation homes at a time when there's been a huge outcry for workforce housing and more affordable housing in the area in general.
And just to back up a step too, what is the scope of the Martis Valley West development?
It's about 700, a little over 700 homes. They have actually whittled down that proposal several times. So it's been cut almost in half. They also agreed to move the development from one side of the road to the other so that basically it's next to other development instead of next to open land. And they've given a certain amount of land to conservation so that there's now 50,000 contiguous acres of open land that will remain open for development. And then they've also, they had some land that was next to this development that they were proposing to build kind of a glamping campground on that would have a certain number of structures, a restaurant, a lodge, a swimming pool, all this stuff. And there was a huge amount of outcry over that. And so they kind of backed away from that plan and sold that land to the U.S. Forest Service. So they've done a lot of things to try to make this more palatable to people.
Well, and I'm assuming there must be support for this project among some community members who are eager for the economic development.
And that's true. And there's been a little bit of back and forth. There's definitely been some people saying, hey, I'll take the job. You know, I'm happy to get some work going and you know, we need more construction jobs and things like that. But a lot of people are kind of countering that with the fact that, you know, a lot of these developments are bringing in construction workers from elsewhere. And B, that there remains this problem of like, okay, if you're a you know, middle income construction worker, where are you going to live in Tahoe?
Amy Westervelt, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Amy is our Tahoe-based reporter. And for Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Billman.